Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. You hold one moment while I review your account.
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your first and last name?
Sandra Adams.
Will you verify your shipping address?
1246 63rd Avenue, Southwest, Lynette, Alabama, 36863.
Okay, let's see. Okay, this year you have this meal plan. Your account have already been canceled.
Okay. How do I get this off of my... How do I keep somebody from doing this to my card?
Okay, so it does show you have this meal plan, and you're stating that you never placed this order at all?
No, I haven't even got a meal plan.
What do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No, the same girl asked me that. It's just my husband and I. We're in our 70s, and we eat healthy. We take care of ourselves, and I don't need this stuff. And she asked me, told me something about a Dyson.
Okay, let's see what I can do for you. Do you think anyone in your household could have placed this order?
No, ma'am. My husband doesn't even know how to do technology stuff or whatever, and he has his cards, and I have mine.
And I'm still here, just one moment. Okay, will you verify your email for me?
Yes. S-A-N-D-Y with a Y, radams@outlook.com.
Will you verify that phone number?
I shut it down.
706-518-9823.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we receive when the order is very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go through with that fraud investigation.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Because, I mean, it'd be okay if I got the stuff. Or I knew what I was getting, but I haven't had anything mailed to me that I haven't ordered except for this. And one other thing that was some kind of a diet thing, fun drop, something like that. This is twice this month that this happened. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. So I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
I do not recall any of that. No, I do not.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware, you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before you proceed with the investigation.
Okay. I don't think there will be, but I will. I'll definitely do that. And so I just go ahead and report it to the police department and UPS, and then what else? Call you back?
Okay, so you're able to contact, well, I'm saying give your family members, contact your family members to see if they could have placed the order before we proceed on our end.
Okay. And then just call back and let you know if they did or didn't.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
I said, and then just call back and let you know whether or not they did or did not.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so your account has been canceled, and just give us a call back to see if your family members could have placed the order.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.